This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the country's digital ecosystem is setting global standards for innovation and inclusion. Mr. Modi was addressing the Global FinTech Fest 2025 in Mumbai this evening. He said India is one of the most technologically inclusive societies due to democratization of technology.
आज भारत में डिजिटल पेमेंट एक रूटीन बन चुका है और इसका सबसे बड़ा क्रेडिट जेम ट्रिनिटी यानी जनधन आधार और मोबाइल को जाता है. आप यूपीए के ट्रांजेक्शन ही देखिए, आज हर महीने 20 बिलियन ट्रांजेक्शन हो रहे हैं. इनकी वैल्यू 25 ट्रिलियन रुपीज से अधिक है.
Speaking on the occasion, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said UK and India are natural partners and global leaders in fintech. He said India-UK free trade agreement will boost GDP of both the countries.
This was a huge win for both nations and a huge statement of our shared belief, not just in the power of this bond, but in its potential to grow even further, to build the economies and skills of the future together. So we are clear. This is just the start. Our trade agreement holds out the promise of incredible opportunities.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and his UK counterpart held a wide-ranging talks in Mumbai, covering various areas including on technology, defence, artificial intelligence, sustainable development, renewable energy and others. A delegation-level talk was held between the two leaders. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today reiterated India's stand against terrorism, emphasising that terror and talks cannot go together. He stressed that terror and trade and water and blood cannot flow together. The minister made these remarks while holding a wide-ranging bilateral meeting with his Australian counterpart, Richard Marles, in Canberra during his official visit to Australia. The talks culminated with the signing of three key agreements, including an agreement on information sharing, submarine search and rescue cooperation, and terms of reference on the establishment of joint staff talks. Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Shah reaffirmed government's unwavering commitment to achieving the goal of a terrorism-free Jammu and Kashmir. He said that the terrorist network nurtured by enemies of the nation in Jammu and Kashmir has been almost crippled due to the determined efforts of the security agencies. The Home Minister appreciated the steps taken by the Union Territory Administration and security agencies following the Pahalgam terror attack, which have helped strengthen the overall security scenario in Jammu and Kashmir. In Bihar, political activities are intensifying as the notification for the first phase of the assembly elections is set to be issued tomorrow. Election to the 243-member Bihar Assembly will be conducted in two phases. Polling for the first phase will be held on the 121 seats on the 6th of November. Last date for filing of nomination is 17th of this month. Ahead of the start of nomination process, Prashant Kishore's party, Jan Suraj, released a list of 51 candidates today. Both major political alliances, the NDA and the Grand Alliance, are still grappling with the issue of seat sharing. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has emphasized on building a Viksit Bharat amid global challenges. Addressing the first ever Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference in Mehsana, Gujarat today, the minister highlighted Gujarat's remarkable industrial progress. Hungarian novelist and screenwriter Laszlo Krasznahorkai has won the 2025 Nobel Prize for Literature. The Nobel Committee at the Swedish Academy in Stockholm, Sweden, made this announcement today. He will get $1.2 million as a prize money. In Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India were 223 for 7 in 47.1 overs against South Africa in Vishakhapatnam when reports last came in. Earlier, South Africa opted to field after winning the toss, which was delayed due to rain. And with that, we end this news bulletin.